My name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. Throughout this week, we have heard from several devotional speakers as they shared their faith perspective on the theme of joy. Today we conclude on that theme by hearing from Libby Brown.
What brings us joy? Family, friends, the joy of giving, a beautiful scene in nature, a sunset, a mountain vista, the majestic ocean, a beautiful blue sky, opening gifts on Christmas morning, financial security, cheering when our favorite team wins, something as simple as hitting all the green lights on a busy stretch of road, achieving a goal. Yes, happiness abounds, joy abounds, but is this the profound and divine joy that we truly seek? A recent practice of clearing clutter from our homes advised us to hold each item and ask, does it bring you joy? If the answer was no, the item was given away or discarded. If the answer was yes, the item was kept to use and cherish. So, whether this experience truly brought profound joy or not, at least their house was cleaner. A proclamation often heard these days is, choose joy. Choose joy. It implies that joy is ours if we just decide to choose it. Well, that might be easier said than done. We can choose how we react to situations and how we face things, but that's not the profound and divine joy we're seeking. Thinking of joy immediately brings to mind The Great and Joyous Hymn by Henry Van Dyke. We recognize it as the chorus from the fourth movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, praising thee, their Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the gloom of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live and love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. The hymnist asked God to fill us with the light of day, and to lift us to thy joy divine, and to rejoice in God. So how do we find the divine joy that Van Dyke speaks of in the last verse? We cannot will ourselves to experience joy. Profound joy comes from God alone. It is an eager anticipation about wonderful things to come. It is the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Depending on the translation, joy appears in the Bible more than 100 times. Let's look at a few. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So God fills us with joy. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We experience more joy when we spend time with God. We have to keep in mind that joy only comes from God, but when we spend more time with Him, we allow Him to fill us with it. John 16, verse 22. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Given to us by God Himself, no one has the ability to rob us of our joy. No matter what circumstances we encounter, no one can take this away. Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast presence within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. These are just a few of the verses helping us understand the joy that can be ours as children of God. The more we read God's Word, the more present He can be in our everyday life, giving comfort, strength, and yes, most certainly, joy. Every year we light the candles on the Advent wreath each Sunday and often during our devotions at home. The wreath, a circle, came to represent the eternal victory over death through Jesus Christ. The evergreens were a sign of the faithfulness of God to God's people, even in death. And the lighted candles were a reminder of the light of Christ brought into the world, the hope, peace, joy, and love that came to us that very first Christmas morning. So as we light our candles this Advent, we might live this prayer that was from the writers of the Sundays and Seasons published by Augsburg Fortress. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this Advent, let us remember that the good news of Jesus' birth has the power to bring us great joy this Christmas season. Our joy isn't dependent on what is going on in our life, in our world, or the people that we are with. It doesn't depend on the gifts we give or the gifts we find under the tree. No earthly thing can ever give us complete joy. Our joy comes from you, that joy that flooded the hearts of the shepherds, the angels, the wise men, the host of heaven, and Mary and Joseph is the joy that still has the power to overwhelm our hearts with rejoicing. Dear God, you offer that same joy to us now if we know you and recognize Jesus. You gave us a reason to celebrate when you gave us the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. You came to dwell among us. You went to Calvary's cross for us. You overcame death and rose from the dead for us. You forgive our sins and give us eternal life. Our joy doesn't come from our jobs, our family, our relationships, our finances, or our success. Our joy doesn't come from what we have on earth or who we are with. Our joy is a gift. It is the gift that you gave us that first Christmas in Jesus Christ. Our joy is encompassed in our Savior, King Jesus. Flood our heart with joy this Advent season as we reflect on the good news of Jesus' birth. In your holy name we pray. Amen. May we all carry the hope, peace, joy, and love we have experienced this Advent season into the new year. Each day letting the light of Jesus shine through us. Sharing God's love so that we are all served and supported. Blessings be with you all this Christmas season.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tomorrow we will shift from the theme of joy to the theme of peace. Join us as we hear from seven new devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of peace. Until then, God be with you.